Star India backed the IPL media rights for TV and digital broadcast worth 16,347 crore rupees with a single consolidated bid worldwide. It pipped Sony to acquire the rights from 2018 to 2022. A total of 24 companies had picked up the invitation to tender to bid for the broadcast and digital rights in the Indian subcontinent and global markets for the next 5 years. However, only 14 of the 24 names turned up with their respective bids, which meant that there was no participation by the likes of Yahoo, Amazon and ESPN Digital. After a long technical evaluation, it was announced by BCCI CEO Rahul Johri that for broadcast rights, Star and Sony had emerged as eligible candidates, while Times Internet, Reliance Jio, Airtel and Facebook could rightfully bid for digital acquisition. However, it was later revealed that Star had launched a consolidated bid and was declared winner. Interestingly, rival Sony's individual bid for broadcast, that is TV rights this time, was 11,050 crore rupees compared to Star's 6,196 crore rupees. But as per rule, the companies could form a consortium, and if its consolidated global bid happened to be greater than the sum total parts of every individual bid, they stand to win the rights. Speaking on this, Uday Shankar, who is the chairman of Star India, said, and I quote, "We believe the IPL is a very powerful property and we believe that there is lots more value that can be created for fans of cricket on digital and TV. We would remain committed to ensure that the growth of sports in this country continues to be driven by the power of cricket." Unquote. Now in 2008, with a bid of 8,200 crore rupees, Sony Pictures Network had won the IPL media rights for a duration of 10 years. Interestingly, the global digital rights of IPL was handed over to Novi Digital for 3 years in 2015 for 302 crore rupees.
Download the Times News Radio app from Google Play and App Store.